morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. How you doing today? Hot enough for you? Oh, my goodness. Today's a day to stay cool, so I just want to do a public service announcement right now. Drink lots of water, 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 and if you can, stay in the AC all day because it's going to be a hot one. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. When you hear that music, you know it's time to start talking about Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And normally we have Jonathan Cook here who talks all about his business and how he started it up a few decades ago. But here's the thing. Somebody got smart today, and he has taken, I guess he takes the gang out fishing. So when you hear that expression, gone fishing, well, that's what I got a text this morning. Jonathan's gone fishing today. But here's the good news. In his place is one of his crew leaders, Dallas, Dallas Walmsley. Did I say that right, Dallas?
You did.
All right. Welcome to the Pep Talk Show, Dallas.
Thank you, Meg. Great to meet you.
It's really nice to meet you. And Howard Seaton is sitting in with us this morning. He is one of our ADX Communications marketing consultants. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning, Dallas.
All right. I want to hear, Dallas, how did you draw the lucky straw to have to miss the fishing trip today?
That's a good question. I'm going tomorrow.
Tell us about this now. Is this just something Jonathan's doing, or is this something the company? Tell me about this.
Our crew, the whole company is big enough that we can't all get on one boat.
Wow.
And so he takes half one day and half another day. And it's just a thing that he does for the whole company every year.
That
as
is so
appreciation.
Cool. Oh, wow. I wish we had a fish. Well, we had a float down the river trip.
We did.
On Sunday.
That was
fun. The fishing trip. That sounds great.
It is. It's super fun. And we all go out, and it's like family.
Yeah, I love that. And that tells me a lot about the business that you have and the company that you're with, because, you know, it's a family business and it's one that's been around a long time. So
it is. Him, Sherry, they works at the store. It's all like a brotherhood there. I've been there 10 years.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm not the oldest employee there or the longest. We have one girl named Suzette that's been there about 14 years.
Wow.
And a bunch of people that have been there 8, 9 years. So it's fun.
That makes a difference, and that tells me a lot about a company. If you walk into a company and everybody's been there a year and a half, that's a sign. But when you find out people there 8, 9, 14, that's amazing.
Yes.
It says a lot about Jonathan.
He's some days he's fun, some days he's fun.
I can tell some mornings when he comes rolling in here and he's on his phone and he's got the boss voice on. I thought, somebody's in trouble this morning.
I know that voice. I've heard it.
So what are they going to do with those fish that they catch today?
As long as they catch enough, they split it up and everybody sends them home. And then they'll also, the restaurant there where the fishing boat leaves out of, they'll cook some tonight for them.
Oh, nice.
Super.
That's so much fun. Well, I'm glad that you came in today. I appreciate you being here to keep me company.
Thank you.
I expected an invitation to go tomorrow. You think they'd miss me tomorrow if I just go fishing?
Somebody will.
Somebody might.
I can put in a word for you.
Okay, that would help, Dallas. So, Dallas, tell us a little bit. Well, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, if you're just joining the show, they have a regular spot here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Jonathan talks a lot about what y'all do in terms of the construction and flooring. Remodeling is a big specialty, I'm guessing. So tell me a bit, as a crew leader for 14 years, can you tell me what that means and like a typical day would be for you?
Everybody has a specialty. Mm-hmm. I've been doing construction since 1990, so 36 years now. So I know a lot about a lot of things and a little about a lot of things, but some things I'm really good at, and so those are the things that I do. I usually do the framing, trim work, a lot of trim. Just those sort of things. Now, I could do a little sheetrock, but my sheetrock finishers are way better than, I am. So they do that.
So everybody has a specialty.
Everybody has a specialty. So I just come in and do repairs, woodwork repairs, trimming, and then they'll send painters and sheetrock finishers behind me.
Wow. So how did you get those skills? You started young?
Ooh, yes, very young. Going to college and started working in the summers and ended up that college didn't work out and this did.
That's awesome.
I enjoy my work. It's fun to go out and do something and really look back and go, I did that.
Oh, absolutely. It must be kind of fun to drive around town and you'll see a house that you worked on and see it sitting pretty.
I feel like I've worked on half of them in Pensacola.
I'm not surprised.
I think you mentioned to me you did some work for Brent Lane with our Cat Country
station. We did.
Yeah.
I think I helped install doors at his house.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I love that. Cool. I love that. We're talking with Dallas Wamsley. He's a crew leader with our friends at Jonathan's Construction Flooring. They're, half of the company's out fishing today, so Dallas was kind enough to come in and keep me company this morning. But if you've got a question about Jonathan's Construction Flooring, or maybe a question for Dallas about for the framework that he does, that's, to me, one of the hardest things. The number here is 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. And Howard Seaton's sitting in with this too. He's one of our marketing consultants. So if you've got a question about marketing or anything that has to do with the stations that we have here, Howard, do you want to rattle off the stations that we have here for us?
Well, we've got Playlist.
Yes.
Okay, which is a hot item. Mm-hmm. It's music intensive. We've got, of course, news radio here. We're on top of things, all things news.
Every day, all day, breaking news.
All day, you know, just love it. The localism of it. Of course, got the big cat, Cat Country out there. And then we have the newly branded Sports Radio, powered by Westwood One, and we got a lot of exciting things coming up on.
Yeah, I heard we're going to have, how many, 87 games or something going to be on
the air?
Yeah,
yeah, 87 crazy NFL games. Wow. We're carrying college games. We're carrying high school football.
Mm-hmm. Argos.
All of the Argos. It's big time. So.
Yep, so that's coming up.
Yeah, people, grab a pen. That's Howard Seaton. Of course, I'm gonna have to give Jonathan some bird dog fee for this. This is his time.
That's right. You're gonna have to do something for him.
No, I'm here just to enjoy the coolness and hang with Dallas.
I'm enjoying it.
Well, I love it, Dallas. So I suspect as a crew leader, you've probably seen just about everything. So when you come into a home and they say, okay, we want to replace these doors and we're gonna put in new doors and new frames, what happens next? I mean, how does that, you know how to do that, but I bet it's just, natural instinct for you.
Oh, yeah, it's second nature to me. Mm-hmm. I may have put in 2,000 or 3,000, maybe 5,000 doors by this time.
Are you serious? Wow.
So we just, Jonathan, give you an estimate. You can call him up. He does estimates every week on, I believe, Tuesday and Thursdays.
That's right.
He is amazing with his estimates. He does most of it off the top of his head, but he's very detailed. He does line by line. And we'll come in there and, I want new doors. We'll rip them out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have them sitting on site, and there we go.
Well, and that's one of the things that we've always mentioned, that line-by-line estimate is really important, because if someone's on a budget, they can say, well, we'll do this now, and then maybe we can do this next month, and you can kind of figure out a game plan for them. And I understand you have some financing available, too. But let's say you also have a showroom, right?
People
can come see if they wanted to pick out what they want for their home?
Yes, I have to look at it. It's at 9320 North Palafox Street. It's right there by the corner of 9 Mile and Palafox. They have a little showroom. Sherry and Beck are in there, and they would love to see you.
Well, one of the things that Jonathan talks a lot about is that if you do pick a sample, say a flooring sample or whatever, you can bring it back to your house, and it does look different, doesn't it, from home to home or window to window?
A lot of times I will come in, and I lay floors too sometimes when the floor guys are behind. We'll start a flooring, pull it out of the box. I go, oh, my God, this doesn't look right. And then we get done with it, and it's like, wow, that's perfect for this house.
Oh, really?
And Jonathan's really good about, if you're not sure, he's amazing with colors and design.
Yeah, he's giving me that impression too. I've noticed that.
He's very good.
He has a good eye for things, so that's good.
He does.
Okay, we're talking with Dallas. I love that. Now, there's got to be a story about how you got that name.
My grandfather is Dallas. My father's Dallas.
No,
I'm
kidding.
Dallas, and my son is Dallas.
Nuke, I love that.
It'd be like a fourth or something? Or?
We changed my son's middle name just so that he wouldn't be the fourth.
Oh.
Because,
thanks,
I love
Dad.
That. Yeah. So it wasn't Dallas, the TV show. This is an original family.
It's a family name.
I love that. That's great.
What's his middle name? Houston?
Christopher.
Christopher.
Oh,
I love it.
I love that name. That's wonderful. That's awesome. So we're talking with Dallas Wamsley. He's a crew leader with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. There are so many different things that we could talk about. When you get up in the morning, what do you look forward to the most? Starting a project or finishing one?
Oh, I like to finish them.
I kind of knew the answer, but I thought I'd throw it out there anyway.
I like to finish them, especially if it's a job. Some jobs we're there for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm there for 2 hours, and sometimes I may be there for a year and a half.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
What are the most challenging projects that you've experienced?
Termite damage.
Ooh, talk about that. Oh, what can we do about that? How do we even, I wouldn't even know really what to look for until it's really, really bad. So how do you detect the early signs?
Well, it's usually when somebody's selling a house or there's active termites and there's damage, and somebody will see something and call the the pest control, but I tease people. There's only two kinds of houses in Florida, and that's ones that have termites and ones that don't know they have termites.
Right, right.
And they keep us very busy.
Mm-hmm.
They're very bad in Florida.
So do you have to tear it all up, or how do you even approach that?
Yes. We just did one where we took one whole exterior wall.
No kidding.
And we take all the windows or doors out and frame mm-hmm. it back up, and then it has to be inspected, and then, yep, and then.
How can you tell? You must have a good eye for that. How can you tell when you've gotten it all? How do you know that we got this wall done? How do we know it's not in the ceiling or another wall or the attic? Or
you just have to keep tearing off sheetrock until it stops.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Wow. That would kind of creep me out. I'm not big on bugs.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's no fun.
Not your favorite thing.
No, it's not my favorite thing, but we do a lot of it.
Wow. I'd imagine here in Northwest Florida, it would mm-hmm. be an issue.
Yeah.
So outside of the framing, you tear off additional parts of the wall. Does that fall under your
yes.
category
yeah.
there when you're pulling out for termites?
Yeah,
and so
we
forth?
Do. I do demo. I do a lot of the reframing. I do a lot mm-hmm. of the trimming. Mm-hmm. I lay floors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like floors.
Okay.
I don't do it a lot because we have floor crews, mm-hmm. but
right.
sometimes they're busy or this and that. And so I like doing different things.
Well, gosh, in 14 years, you've probably seen a lot of changes in the quality of the products and stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, what was flooring like 14 years ago?
Well, it was the older, that was the compressed woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hold up to water, so we tear a lot of that out. Because when it gets bad, you can't patch it back in. And
right.
Of course, there's no colors are going to match. So the new stuff is really hardy.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the vinyl weather. Plank,
yes.
the heavier.
Now, that John, of course, he rambles on and on about the different kinds and the thicknesses
yeah, yeah.
and the
he
millimeters.
He loves vinyl plank now.
Yeah, he knows it. And I don't know all that.
That's okay.
I show up and put it in.
Yeah, your specialty is framing, so that yeah. I get that. Well, it's so interesting because you've had this long career, so you've seen a lot of changes, I'm sure. So what are some of the biggest things that you've noticed that is different now as you fast forward? I mean, from all those years ago where it was, do you see less carpeting and things like that?
A little bit less carpeting. It's not the in-style thing right now,
mm-mm.
but I like carpet. I have carpet in my bedrooms. I like to step out
Everybody
of bed onto the carpet.
Everybody seems to have it in their bedroom. That seems
yeah.
to be the place to have carpeting.
A lot of people don't put any carpet in their houses anymore. A lot of the new homes don't. The biggest change that I notice is probably just the level of expert people that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't want to do construction anymore. There's
right.
not a lot of young people.
It's kind of a myth that the people are doing construction, and I think that comes from the fly-by-night companies that come through after a storm, you know, that they maybe aren't, they're doing it as a side job or something. That's just not true. The people like you that have been doing it for years and years, you're a craftsman in many, many ways.
I like to think that way. I don't like to think that way in the sense of that I think I'm better than everybody or I know everything because I learn stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
It takes a lot of skill.
It has. I've learned it slowly,
mm-hmm.
and I do appreciate what I've learned over the years.
Well, you're humble but great.
Right. You can't put.
I have to be humble.
You can't put a price on experience.
No.
We got a text in from one of our listeners. We were just talking about termites, which everybody's pretty familiar with here in Northwest Florida. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we do have an expert in the house this morning. Dallas Wemsley is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. So this is pretty good. This is from one of our listeners named Mike. Mike says, I do pest control as my career. So here we go. And he says, and there's only two good things about termites. Number one, they don't carry any diseases. I did not
know
that. I know. But number two, a good termite is a dead termite.
I agree with that.
Way to go, Mike. That's perfect.
You'll get them, Mike.
That's a perfect one. And then we got another one. We were talking earlier about budgets, too. Another text that came in. If a homeowner has a limited budget, what's the one home improvement project that gives the biggest return on investment?
That's a Jonathan question. But
you probably could tell.
I would say floors or paint.
That probably that turns
sense.
It around.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a new coat of paint.
Yeah, you put new floors and new paint in an older house, and all of a sudden it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I never dreamed it could look like this. So
yeah, it's funny when I look online sometimes, and they have all the photos now of houses for sale. And I swear I saw a house the other day that had purple and orange paint.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it was a good house, I couldn't get past the colors.
Right.
Right? So that's a big difference, too.
We just tore carpet out of a house the other day that was a sky blue.
Whoa.
From probably the 50s or the 60s.
Was it shag carpet?
Oh, yes. Yes.
There may be some listeners that don't even know what I'm talking about.
They had good medications going on back then when they were building.
It was very ugly.
Wow, I guess so. So for you, this is a daily routine, and you get up and you're heading out every day with a different project, and you have to be so skilled, I would imagine, because every house is different.
Every house is different. You can have two houses side by side built by the same builder in a track, and what you will need on this one, and you go next door, and mm-hmm. it's completely different.
So interesting. And it's got to be challenging, so that's probably the fun part.
It is fun. It is fun.
What's your favorite part of it all?
I like to trim. The basic trim, that's fun, it's easy, but I like something that's going to challenge me.
So it sounds like there's a bit of an artist in you.
For sure.
Because trim is not something, I tried to do that in my, it was a disaster. Yeah. But so talk about that. Tell me a little bit about what it is to trim. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, everybody, of course, knows, you know, the trim around your doors and baseboards and crowns.
So that's what I can hear. I'm looking at these windows here, have the trim around them. Okay.
But I like to go in and build, like, custom bookshelves or just somebody's got an idea of, like, I would like two or three steps of crown or base to really make it really pop. Mm-hmm. You know, they're higher-end houses. Mm-hmm. And something that I've never done before.
Right.
Pull it off. I figured it out.
I think that's great. So one of the questions we get sometimes, is it better to have the trim the same color? Like over here on our people in the studio can't see, but it's the trim is the same color as the wall paint. But I've also been in places where the trim was a different color.
I think that's probably just personal. Mm-hmm. I like it to be a different color, an accent color. It makes everything pop.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think it's interesting, a little more fun in a way to have the different colors popping out. This is Pep Talk. We're talking with Dallas. He is one of the crew leaders with Jonathan's Construction. If you've got a question for Pep Talk, he's our expert this morning, 850-437-1620. If you're wondering, if you just joined us and you're wondering where Jonathan is, Jonathan's gone fishing, y'all.
Gone fishing.
And I think it's so cool. Tell us what he does every year, Dallas.
Every year he takes the whole crew out deep sea fishing. There's so many of us now that it takes two days to get everybody on the boats. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things he does. He's really good to the crew. A few months back, he took us all to Topgolf for the day.
Tell me about that.
We need to go to work for Jonathan.
He may be mad me telling all his secrets, but he wants to play like he's hard. But he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he wears those red shoes.
He does. Red's his favorite color, if you couldn't tell.
He's got a personality for sure.
He does.
So you are going to get to go fishing, but it's going to be tomorrow.
I'm going fishing tomorrow with him, yes.
Awesome. That's just really cool. What's your favorite thing about what you do every day? We've touched on a little bit, but...
I like the variety. I like leaving and looking back and going, I did that.
Yeah.
Or driving by it years later and go, mm-hmm. I did that. Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that.
It is a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. It's very good feeling.
It's your legacy in a lot of ways.
It is. You don't think about it like that when you're doing. I never do until I drive by later on and somebody with me, and I'll be like, I did that.
Yeah.
Did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's something to be proud of.
It is.
Because people don't really get it. I think that having the skills that you have is a rarity now today. It's something really special.
It is. There's very few young people that do what I do anymore.
So what would you say to get a young person to sign up and get them involved and maybe look at this as a possible career? Because this is your career. This is what you've done your whole life.
It is. And there were years in my life that I didn't make that much money when mm-hmm. I didn't know what I know now. Mm-hmm. But the trade schools, there is good living to be made in the mm-hmm. trades, mm-hmm. and I wish more people would focus on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the having skilled folks that have the skills, it really is a rarity anymore.
It is.
And so that's kudos to you, because you're somebody that brings that experience, and then you can mentor and teach the people coming in behind you.
I love when we have a new guy, a young guy. I love it. If they're willing to work and listen, I love it. I'm like, send them with me every day. I would love to teach them.
It is a good feeling when you can teach what you know to someone else. It really is a good feeling.
If they want to learn.
That's the caveat right there. Okay, here's another question that just came in from one of our listeners. If you've got a question for Dallas. Now, his specialty, I want to make sure I get this, is frames and trim. Mm-hmm. And kind of, that's just the detail. That's the tough stuff, I think.
I say it's a young man job. That's why I don't frame full time anymore. It's hard work.
I can imagine you're on ladders a lot.
Oh, yeah. Then you go home and your feet hurt all night.
Yeah, and maybe the back and that shoulder. Huh? All right, got another question that just came in. Is it from one of our listeners? 850-437-1620. Is it hard to blend new crown into old existing crown? I guess you're talking about crown molding. And what steps would you take to make them presentable? That's a good question.
It can be, because some of the old profiles on the crown, the new ones are not exactly the same thickness.
Right.
And so it won't match up. You'll have to maybe box a corner or something so that they don't meet, so that you can't tell. Or sometimes you just have to rip it all down and go back with new. Huh. Sometimes you cannot match an old profile.
Okay, so when you say box a corner, what does that mean? See, now he's throwing out the lingo, and I'm the one that's going to be asking now. What is that backup? What was that?
Something decorative in the corner, either just a square box or something with.
Yeah. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that when they don't actually touch each other, and so your eye can't tell the little bit of difference in the profile.
Okay, got another good question that just came in. Do you do fireplaces? How do you figure out the size of a mantle and the design? That's a good one, because that's kind of a frame.
Yeah, we don't do the fireplaces. Jonathan would probably sub that out. The mantles, that's just...
Because you're so different. You can have so many different kinds of thicknesses.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I come in and would say, shoot me something. tell me what you're thinking, and then I can take that throw my flair on it. And
really? So you could take a photo and then actually create that photo?
Sure.
He says that, but that's no big deal, Howard. He's saying like, yeah, I just take the photo, but if I try, well, I have.
Well, he said that, and he's humble, too, at the same time.
Yes, he is.
But he's professional at the same time. Right.
The photo is, that's easy, because I can look at it and go, it's when they go, well, I think I want it like this, and I have to come up with something in my head and hope that they like it. That's the harder one.
Yeah, I'm sure that is tougher. We're talking with Dallas Wimsley. He's one of the crew leaders with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. The rest of the half the team today is out on a fishing boat, which I think is just the coolest thing.
It is.
And then you're going to get to go tomorrow, which is great.
I'm going to catch the biggest fish.
Ooh, is that your reputation, sir?
No. So far, I never have, but I'm hoping for tomorrow.
Okay, well, we have to cross my fingers and send you some good juju so that you can catch that big one, the big whopper.
Yep.
That's great. So then a typical day, what time do you usually start your day?
We start at 7:30 till 4:30.
Oof, gosh. Okay, I got to ask it. Someone just texted in. Phil says it's going to be 98 degrees today and 107 with the heat index. Mm. So what do y'all do? I mean, to me, I would say stay home. But you're on top of these roofs and outside because you do indoor and outside attic work. I mean, how do you deal with this heat? What advice can you give us?
Drink lots of water.
Is that going to do it? I mean, sometimes I think that's not enough.
It's not enough. If you get to feeling like you're getting too hot, you're probably getting too hot. Mm-hmm. And go sit down in the shade or go in the side for a minute. We don't want anybody falling out and dying.
No, absolutely not. So have you ever had it so hot that y'all just can't work that day? I mean, today might be that day.
Right, it might be.
Half of them are.
Half of them are.
They're enjoying. When I only framed when I was younger, there were days that we would just call it at like noon because it's just too much.
Oh, so. I would think so. I would think today would be one of those days. I give you permission.
All right. Jonathan, did you hear that?
Jonathan's listening on the boat.
Unfortunately, he did hear it.
Yeah. He's on the boat going, what did she just say?
Just got a text message saying, push on, Dallas. Hang in there, buddy.
So he is listening. Good morning to you, Jonathan, to all the crew that's out there on the fishing boat with our friends with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So tell us again where that showroom is located. You've got the address, I believe, on North Palafox Street.
It's 9320 North Palafox Street. And it's right behind the CVS on 9 Mile and Palafox.
I've been meaning to get over there just to take a look. But what would I find if I'd stop by there? What do y'all have on display there?
They have all the different, I forget all the names, the LVP and all the different types of flooring. Yes, I don't even know the acronyms for all those. And then they have carpet and tile and hardwoods. And so there's a lot to look at there.
Okay, so that's a great place to start. And then if somebody wants to get an appointment with Jonathan, I think I have the number here. You can call their office anytime at 850-332-5905. That number is 850-332-5905. And you can go to their website, Jonathan's Flooring.com, is that the right one, or construction.com?
I think it's Jonathan's Construction.com.
Okay, Jonathan's Construction.com, so check it out there. Dallas, you are a trooper to come in here.
Thank you all for having
it.
Me.
We did great today. We had Dallas, who was one of the crew leaders with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So have fun tomorrow on your fishing trip, buddy.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.